Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're going to travel over to Montevideo right now, and actually we're going to talk to my son, Brandon. Brandon Ramo, kind of in charge of the Division II Junior Legion State Baseball Tournament, which will be happening in Montevideo next weekend. And Brandon joins us by phone, and boy, you guys prepared for this for, what, over a year now already, Brandon, right?
Yeah, this has been a year in the planning for us, and, you know, we're sitting at less than a week to go before our tournament starts, and we're feeling pretty good that we have things in place, and but yeah, it's been about a year-long preparation, just getting ready for what's to come here this next weekend.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Junior Legion baseball. It's fairly young.
Yeah, so actually, Junior Legion itself isn't young. It's the Division II Junior Legion portion that is. Actually, we'll be finishing up our third year of Division II Junior Legion. We started, like I said, 3 years ago, where we became part of the Junior Legion family, I guess, or you could say, and we ended up playing a tournament, and we got a champion, and the champion went on to the cities that year, into Apple Valley, to which is now the Division I tournament, and that was Bold. So Bold was our first champion that we basically had. Went in there, competed fairly well against some of those city teams. So after that, Randy Schaub and myself went to the state board and said, you know, we have a system in place in Senior Legion. It's called Division II. Can we apply that to Junior Legion? Because there's a need for this. Because at the time, many of us were playing VFW baseball, and VFW baseball is only one division. So we're playing the Wilmers, the Alexandrias, and you know, our small schools just really can't compete with that anymore. It's getting, you know, that gap's getting wider and wider. And so pitched this idea to the State Legion Board, and without hesitation, they said, absolutely. And so that was awesome for us to hear. And Randy and I left that meeting, and we kind of looked at each other and said, well, now what are we going to do? Because, you know, we didn't have a state tournament in place. We didn't have anything really in place. Things fell together. Held our first state tournament last year. We had about 40, almost 40 teams statewide last year. Held the state tournament in Bird Island. And then La Crescent ended up winning that tournament, which is actually played the New London Spicer on Friday in the Senior Legion State Tournament. So their team continues to, La Crescent team continues to have success. And now this year we're up to about 60 teams statewide. We've grown up into the northeastern portion of the state, so the Ely, International Falls, that area has now, all those teams came into Junior Legion, and we suspect next year the southwest portion of the state, your Laverne's, Pipestone's, that area, we're going to gain teams. So looking into next year, we may be up to 80 teams.
Well, that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun to be on the, you know, the planning of this, and to be on the kind of the grassroots movement of D2 Junior Legion. And you know, the hope is 10-15 years from now this is the mainstay for this age level. And you know, we're not doing it out of spite for VFW baseball or anything. What we're doing it is we're doing it because it's best for small town Minnesota and small town baseball, and to give these teams an opportunity to compete. I mean, you look like you look at a Madison, small, you know, declining enrollment, small numbers participation wise and they're playing in their the championship game to go to the state tournament against Sacred Heart, you know, with nine guys, so and able to compete. And a couple years ago, that's not possible playing the Wilmers and the Alex.
That's right. Well, last year was your, what, first state tournament, Junior Legion tournament, and that was hosted in Bird Island, right?
Yeah, that was the first official Division II state tournament. Bird Island was the host of it and did a phenomenal job, and so we got to learned a few things from them, and we're looking forward to kind of showcasing what we've done here in Montevideo over the last year.
All right, next weekend, a lot of people will be in Montevideo to watch Junior Legion baseball. Tell us what you've done to the ball field and what all goes into planning of a state tournament.
Yeah, so when we pitched the idea to the state board that Montevideo would be willing to host. We actually sent two veterans down there. We sent a guy from the Legion and a guy from the VFW down, and that was kind of our plan to say, hey, we have our Legion and our VFW working together. together on this. This is what we want to do. And they came back and said, you guys can have the tournament, but the one stipulation is you need to update your dugouts, because our dugouts were old, 35, 40 years old, and they're made of wood. And they played differently. We had a different third base dugout than we did in our first base dugout. So the rules, ground rules, were different. And so the big project that we've done is we put in new dugouts this year. And that was a joint project with the school. The school owns the field, so the school owns the dugouts. We got a group of guys together. We went and sold personalized paver bricks that are out in front of, behind the backstop, which is really neat to see if you ever come to Montevideo, video, just to walk around and see the different names that are on that patio. And so we sold those to raise some money for our new dugouts. We got enough money to make a good donation to the school. And, when I remember coming back to our committee, and the committee, I said, you know, we're on the hook for $10,000 to the school, and we got to pay that by this spring. And I thought my other committee members were going to shoot me with that type of a goal. But we had the 10 grand by basically the middle of January, and paid the school off here just this last 2 weeks ago. And we got new dugouts. The field is all lined. We got new Agar lime that was brought in. The paver patio, we've updated the concession stand area. And so it's been probably, I would say, anywhere between $60,000 and $70,000 worth of updates this summer.
At the Montevideo baseball field. It takes a lot of volunteers, doesn't it, Brandon?
Yeah, and I can't talk about this without talking about the work of Tim Epema. Tim Epema has donated hundreds of hours to that field. Does not get paid for it whatsoever during the summer. And the field looks phenomenal. We just met the other night. I thanked him and said basically, this is the nicest this field probably has looked since it was built. And he agreed. And, we all say, Jeff Gallagher would probably be proud. He was the one that was instrumental in bringing the field up here. He was also instrumental in starting Division II Senior Legion. So on that note, his kids are going to be throwing out the opening pitch in our opening ceremony on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff Gallagher did a lot of things for Montevideo baseball over the years, didn't he?
Yeah, and, coming from Madison, Lac Parle, Jeff Gallagher was not always the most favorite guy of the rivals there. But, as now that living in Montevideo and seeing the influence he's really had on baseball, you learn to respect the guy and respect the family. And, I've gotten to know James and John over the years, too. James both played for town ball for me. And so they're going to throw out that opening pitch, and they were honored when we asked them, and without hesitation, they said, yes, we're coming over.
Yeah, and congratulations to you, too, Brandon. You're receiving an award, Friday? What's the award's name again?
So I'll be receiving the Dr. R.M. Farish Award for contributions to what used to be the old District 7 baseball, so... Mm-hmm. Basically, this whole part of the state, just contributions to baseball. So,
yeah.
I was telling Randy the other day, I said, with this Division II Junior Legion, somebody had to take charge, somebody had to do it. So why not let it be us and make it what we want it?
Yeah, there's some, I know Jay Katzenmeyer received that award here in Madison, and a few others too, didn't they?
Yeah, it's very humbling to be on that list with Jay Katzenmeyer, Butch Richter, Jeff Gallagher and Randy Schaub, all those guys, in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Tim Epema's got in a lot of some of my closer friends here in the baseball world, and so it is. It's very humbling to be mentioned in that same sentence with those guys.
Yeah, well, congratulations, and tell us the format of the state tournament next weekend in Montevideo.
So the format is it's not a true double elimination tournament, but it is a double elimination tournament, but the loser can't come around and beat the champion. So we start on Friday morning at 10 a.m. We currently have 5 of our 8 teams that are in. We have 3 teams that are still playing this weekend to get into the tournament. Our 2 Northeast teams, we don't know yet. And then our East Central sub-state, which would be out of the cities where, Holy Family Catholic out of Victoria. I think Giants Valley is in there as well. That's Minnehaha Academy. And so we're still waiting for their winner. But so our 10 o'clock game is set. We have Sacred Heart McRae, who's going to come out of our district, the one that Montevideo and Madison played in. and they're going to be playing Aiken, who just qualified here a couple days ago. Aiken Double Dip Parker's Prairie up in the northwest portion. So they're going to play at 10 o'clock on Friday, kick off the tournament. And then the 12:30 game on Friday, we have another local team. We have the Starbuck coming in, Minnewaska High School team. So Starbuck will be coming in, and they're going to play the Northeast runner-up, so we don't know who that is yet. And then we have our opening ceremonies at 3 o'clock, and I tell you what, if you have nothing going on, come over, you know, starting at 3 o'clock or starting at 10 o'clock, but starting at 3 o'clock for our opening ceremonies. We have a tree. We have all eight teams are going to be in attendance in uniform on the field. And that's where we have, we're going to honor our veterans. We're going to honor baseball. We're going to honor the teams. We're going to honor, like I said, Jeff Gallagher is going to be, his kids are going to be a part of that. Of the Legion Riders coming in, and a couple other things going on. So come in at 3 o'clock, and you can stick around for a 4:20 game. Caledonia will take on the East Central champion at 4:20, and then the host, Montevideo, will play the 6:40 game, and they're going to take on the Northeast champion. And then then on Saturday, we have games at 10, 12:30, 3:30, and 6. And then Sunday is Championship Sunday with the Consolation champion starting at 10. We have the third place game at 12:30, and the state championship game will begin roughly around 3:30 here in Montevideo.
Okay. For our listeners, if you want to come over and watch some outstanding baseball next weekend in Montevideo, you pay one time, you get to watch all the games in one day there, or how does that work?
Yeah. So it'll be a daily gate fee. So you come in and we try to keep it as reasonable as we can for. We still got expenses to pay. It's not a cheap thing to do to run the state tournament. We have to house all these teams as well. So we booked out the whole hotel here in Montevideo for Friday and Saturday night, and paying umpires for all these games and things like that. So it's you're looking at a $10,000 to $12,000 adventure here, and you just pray for good weather, because that's what any bad weather we're going to be losing some games. But the updates we've done to the field, we're hoping that water will. Not be a problem for us, and it usually isn't, so unless we get a big gully washer, but I think we'll be okay. And I tell you what, it's been a great experience, and we're really, really looking forward to showcasing our field in Montevideo. Our community has really stepped up to the plate with donations and people helping out, and just donations not only of money but time and things, and it's been fun to really be a part of, and our committee has worked extremely hard to get this going. So come on over, say hi, grab a hot dog, grab a burger, do whatever, and watch a couple games of baseball.
All right, Brandon, real good. And in the Q92, I'll be over there. We'll be calling back some reports, give some updates, do some interviews throughout the weekend. So we're looking forward to that. So
yeah, and you can watch games on highscoretv.com. All the games will be not video broadcast, but you can watch pitch by pitch, and on Twitter too, the D2MN Junior Legion Twitter handle as well.
Okay, all right. Well, enjoy the weekend. Let's pray for good weather. That's for sure. We need that.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Thanks, Brandon, for the report from Montevideo today.
Thank you.
All right. That's Brandon Ramo, the Division II Junior Legion director of the state tournament over there in Montevideo next weekend. We'll take a commercial break. Be back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.